FM, playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever on a Wednesday with the Good Guys Get Up and Go Show, 9:15. The folks from the City Cali County Health Department are here, Allie and Daniel, and we just found out Allie is like super, super bizarre and doesn't like eggs.
Oh, no, I don't.
How did that come to pass? I mean, did you ever like them, or were you scarred by them at some point? Oh, you did like them at some point?
I did, quite a bit as a kid. My grandma used to make them for me every morning.
What was the turning
point? My mom would make omelets that were good at the time. I don't know. I just, the smell of them.
Really?
Something changed.
Is there like an egg allergy tick that we don't know about? Is that?
No.
There's not one?
Okay. Unfortunately, there's not.
All right. Okay. Well, I don't know what happened. You said that to me, and it sent a shockwave down my body. Although I will say, when I was a kid, I didn't care for them at all.
Interesting.
Especially like scrambled, man. They were just like rubber to me. I'm like, why are people eating this? No. But as I got older, I liked them more. But anyway, you gave us a real genuine like almost like you were gagging when we were talking about it. Did you see that, Daniel?
Oh, yeah.
She was like, yeah. Now you know whenever, if she's done something at work that irritates you, just bring her a big thing of eggs.
Be
like,
hey,
look what I got you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
I'm just coming up with helpful ideas. We have flu clinics coming up soon, right? Drive through.
Yes.
Tell me about those, Daniel.
Yep. So flu season's right over the horizon. So
I know.
I want everyone to start thinking about how they're going to stay protected this flu season. And for everyone's convenience, we do these every year.
They're the best.
Yeah, drive-through flu clinics just takes about 5 minutes to get in and get out. Our first one's going to be Monday, September 28th, and it's going to be right behind the Winfield Health Department. That'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. Next one will be October 7th. That'll be here in Arc City at the Ag Building, and that'll be all day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then the following week, we'll be at the Winfield Fairgrounds in Barn 4 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then we'll have one final one on Monday, November 2nd, also behind the Winfield Health Department. And that's also going to be from 2 to 4.
He's making us look like a joke, Allie.
He was a great hire.
He knows all the info, and he has a great radio voice. We're just sitting over here like, dang, he's going right through that stuff. So we just pull in and basically stick your arm out the window, which is the best part of it. And they're just like...
Yeah,
and that's it, and you move on.
It's super convenient. It's something that we really like to do for the community. If you have somebody in your family who prefers to have their immunization given in their vehicle, but they aren't able to attend those dates, I would still encourage them to come to the health department and just give us a call. It's not uncommon for us to take flu shots out to the parking lot.
Oh, just go out and do it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you will do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're really trying to make it where anyone who wants it and needs it can get that done. Let me tell you something. The one time, and I said this before, but a few years back, I got the flu. And the older you get, the flu is awful. And as we know and have just gone over, Allie, I'm 53, the same age as your dad. So, yeah, think about that.
Hey, he's one of my favorite people. So.
Okay, all right. I was like, oh, man, I want to be your dad? That feels weird. But come get your flu shot.
Yes, absolutely.
Do I need an insurance card when I do this?
If you have one, we will accept that. If you don't, come see us anyway.
Okay. All right. This is all about getting people ready for flu season and respiratory illness season, which is never fun.
It's definitely not. We want people at the health department to prioritize their health needs over any kind of fears about financial considerations. So just come see us and we'll get it taken care of.
When does this start to ramp up? When do you all see it start to really take hold when people are getting sick?
We start seeing that around the end of October and into November.
Okay.
And then it really closely follows seasonal patterns, but it even closer aligns with the school patterns. So when they leave for Thanksgiving break and then come back, we'll see it within 10 or so days.
Oh, because you go out and you see all these people you haven't seen.
Yep,
and then you come back and it's like
big
time germ cocktail.
Yes.
Not good.
Yes.
Did you see how well he did with that? Daniel's just all over it.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I ride through on my bike?
You could. Yeah,
okay.
We've had that happen before. We've had people walk up to our drive-thru.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just show up.
Yep. Just come see us.
And get it done. And so, yeah, it's a convenient way to do it. And the other thing about it, too, is if you're kind of, you know, in the middle of your work day, you don't have to, like, make that special appointment. Here you know. You know the time and you... drive right on through and do it.
Yeah, and it's usually pretty quick. We get people in and out. Even when we have pretty lengthy lines, we manage to make it happen.
How's the back-to-school thing going for you guys
over there? We've been pretty busy in our two clinics. I would think so. Yeah, and we've been doing some things off-site, too. We went to Backpack Night with Mark City a few nights ago, so we were able to give some shots there. But we're going to be pretty busy, I would suspect, between now and exclusion days.
You know, one of my favorite things to see as school goes back is when you see the teeny little kids and they have the backpack that is like way bigger than they are. I mean, they're almost all backpack. You can't see their head or anything over it. Every time I see that, it cracks me up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love the back to school photos.
Yeah, it's going to be that time they're where pretty much everybody's back to school or close. Yeah, Cali College doing it and all that, which of course is a little bit of a pickup time for you guys, too, because, you know, people are going to start having more issues and things going on.
Definitely so.
What about with the heat and everything? How are we doing with ticks and stuff like that? I've heard more people talking about, like, tick issues and stuff this year. Was it just a boom year for those things or what?
I mean, it definitely was. Cali County, just in general, is pretty intense with ticks.
Right.
So it's interesting that this year we had more conversation about it, but it usually does take an event sometimes in the world of public health for people to start talking about it. So I hate to say whatever it takes, but hey, people are concerned about ticks.
Well, and I think the one that got everybody, because I hear more people mention this, you can get one that will make you allergic to meat, and that is something that just makes people like...
Yeah, that would be way worse than not liking eggs.
It would be way, way worse. I don't know what I would do. That would be a bad, bad day for me. So check everything and make sure you do that after you come back. I mean, because we have Labor Day weekend coming up, of course, so you're going to be out at the lake. You're going to be everywhere.
Yeah, there's still several more weeks for tick concerns.
Wearing a hat seems like one of the better ideas, right? Is that a good thing to do?
Yeah, that's one of the layers of protection that we recommend.
Okay. Daniel, you ever wear a hat?
Oh, of course, yeah.
That's what's great about Daniel, the way he has his hair. He'll see those ticks.
Yeah.
Pull that bad boy right out of there. Me, you never know what's going to happen. Anything else you got going on? Tell me.
We're just going to be available to answer questions and help people with
churning
all of their
right on.
Needs for flu and cold season and back to school. And we just hope that everybody has a good year.
That's Allie and Daniel from the City Cali County Health Department. One more time, tell me when those dates are.
So the first one's going to be September 28th behind the Winfield Health Department from 2 to 4 p.m. Then the next one, October 7th at the Arc City Ag Building from 10 to 5. Following that, the Winfield Fairgrounds Barn 4. That'll be from 10 to 5 on October 14th. And then the last one will be November 2nd. From 2 to 4 p.m. behind the Winfield Health Department.
I'm going to find out one of these events you're going to be at, Allie, and I'm going to show up, and I'm going to get my flu shot, but I'm going to have this plate, a heaping plate of eggs for you.
Oh, great.
Probably take off running. I saw that sickly look you got when we were talking about that. You are right, though. That's the most popular breakfast item is eggs, so if you're not really down with that, the rest of it's like...
Yeah.
But you like bacon.
I do, of course.
Like bacon. Yes. Sausage?
Yes.
Pancakes.
Yeah.
I like... Oh, though, pancakes have eggs in them. Uh-oh.
Sometimes they do.
Don't they? All the time?
Not always.
If you leave eggs out of pancakes, probably doesn't go well, right?
Eggs are in a lot of things. I don't feel
That's
like you
true.
Can taste them, like in cookies and sweets.
You'll still eat a cake and a cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good. Then if you didn't like that, that would be really bad. Go to the health food, the City Cali County Health Department drive-through clinics. They've got them for you, and it's all about convenience. We'll be back. Bob FM 95.9. Stick around.